Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainas Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanim. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanim, Eretz Yisrael Nivrei Tchila V'Chol Eilam Kula Nivrei L'Basayif. First Eretz Yisrael was created, and then the rest of the world. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Ad Lo Yasa Eretz V'Chutzayis, first Eretz Yisrael, and then Chutzaretz. Eretz Yisrael Mashka Yisak Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem gives it rain by Himself. He doesn't use a shliach. Whereas v'chol olam kulo ayodei shliach, the rest of the world, Hashem sends the water through with a shliach. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hanoisei Matar Apnei Aretz. Hashem Himself gives the rain to Eretz Yisrael. V'shayleach Mayim Apnei Chutzayis, and then He sends it with the shliach to the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael Shayisei Megeshamim. The Eretz Yisrael drinks the ikar rain. V'chol olam kulo mitamsis, the rest of the world drinks the leftovers. As the pasuk says, "Hanaisim matra pnei aretz," and then afterwards the chutz aretz gets just the leftovers. Eretz Yisrael shayis etchila v'chol olam kula lebesayif. First Eretz Yisrael drinks, and then the rest of the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Hanaisim matra pnei aretz," and then afterwards Hashem gives the water to chutz aretz. And some mashul adam shemegabel asegvina. It's comparable to a person who makes cheese. He takes the edible parts and then he gives away the psoilas. So to Hashem, he gives to Eretz Yisrael the ikar, and then he gives the psoilas, so to speak, the leftovers to the rest of the world. And Amar Mar, Mematkanim Ba'avim. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua that the rain really comes from the oceans. Ah, the rain's not salty. It's because it gets sweetened in the clouds. Ask the Gemara Minale. How does Rabbi Eliezer know this, that rain gets sweetened in the clouds? It's from the following. The pasuk says, "Chashchas mayim avishchakim." Uksev chashras mayim avushchakim. So it seems like a stira. So what you do is, a shakol kaf ushtei areish. You take the kaf of chashchas, you put it by the reish of chashras. Ukari be chachsharas, and then you have the word chachsharas, which could also be read hachsharas. Then it's huchshar. It gets prepared. And gets prepared. It loses its salt in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the rain does not come from the oceans, it comes from the Mayim Elyonim. Bahani Kroi May Darish Bus. What does he do with these psukim? What is he darshan? Savar Laki Kihad Chiyasa Rav Dimi. He holds like the following that Rav Dimi said when he came to Bavel, and Amar, and he said over that Amri B'Marava, that they say in Eretz Yisrael, Nahor Anani Zi'irin Mahi, Choshech Anani Sagin Mahi. If there's light clouds, there's going to be a little bit of rain. If there's dark clouds, there's going to be a lot of rain. Cheshchas Mayim Aveshchakim. Cheshchas is Milashin Chayshech. That's referring to when there's dark clouds, when there's going to be a lot of rain. And chashras mayim avishchakim refers to light clouds when there's only a little bit of rain. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azla, the Tanya, like who does the following braisa go like? The braisa says, mayim alyoinim b'mayim rehim tuluyim. At the mayim alyoinim, they hang up there in Shemayim, just with the word of Hashem. Upei reisein megeshamim, and it's from them that we have rain. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mipri ma'asecha tish ba'aretz, from the Paris of your Maisim, referring to the Mayim Elyonim. So that's how the world gets satiated. That's how the world gets its rain. So that's Kaman Rabbi Yeshua. That's a Rabbi Yeshua who says that the rain comes from the Mayim Elyonim. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the pasuk? He'll tell you that Mipri Ma'asecha means that from the Paris of your Maisim, of referring to Hashem, that's how the world gets satiated. But it's really referring to the ocean water and not to the Mayim Elyonim. And I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol olam kula mitamsis Gan Eden Ushaisa, that the whole world drinks from the leftovers of Gan Eden, of the garden in Eden. That's how it gets its water. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, of Nahar Yaitse mi Eden, and the rest of the pasuk says, the Hashke says a Gan, umishami parid vayul arba rashim. So first the water goes to the Gan, and then from there it goes to the rest of the world. In Tana we learned in Ebraisa, that mitamsis beiskar shaisa tarkiv. Now from the leftovers of a water that's used to water a beiskar, which is 30 saw, so a tarkov drinks, which is a half a saw, so it's a 60th. The leftovers always is able to contribute, is able to water a 60th of the ikar. So if the world drinks the leftovers of Gan Eden, it comes out that the world is a 60th of Gan Eden, of the Gan in Eden, like we'll see soon from the following Braisa. The Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that the Eretz Mitzrayim, have your arba meis parsa, arba meis parsa. Mitzrayim is 400 parsois, but 400 parsois. V'u echem ishishim b'kush, and it's 1/60th of kush. V'kush echem ishishim ba'ilam, kush is a 60th of the world. V'ailam echem ishishim began, and the world is a 60th of the gan in Gan Eden, like we just said. V'gan echem ishishim l'Eden, and the gan of Eden is a 60th of the entirety of Eden. V'Eden echem ishishim l'Gehenim, and Eden is a 60th of Gehenim. Nimsa kololam kulo, ke kiso kedera l'Gehenim. The whole world is like a pot cover of Gehenim. It's just a tiny fraction. The Yesh Aymrim, and some say that Kehanim ain't Lashir, it's even larger than that, it doesn't have a Shir. The Yesh Aymrim, Aden ain't Lashir, some say that Aden is even larger than what we described, and it doesn't have a Shir. And Amar Rabbi Yishayo, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Shechanta mayim rabim rabbis etzaris migarum lebavel shiroitzaseha meleo yisbar. Who caused it that Bavel, or what caused it that Bavel should have chambers of places that are so filled with produce? Why does it have so much produce? Have you aimer b'mneisha shechanas amayim rabim? It's because it dwells right by a lot of water sources. That's how it has such good produce. Amar Rav, and Rav said, V'datira Bavel, Bavel so wealthy, dechatzta b'loy mitra, it's able to harvest even without any rain, but because it lives by these different water sources, so therefore it doesn't even need the rain. And Amar Abaye, naktinan, that tevani v'loy yivshani, that the soil in Bavel is very moist, and it's not very dry. Says the Mishnah now, B'shleisha b'mer cheshven shayla nesa gishamim. Tanakhama says that we start asking for rain on Gimel Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer B'Shiva Boy. Now we start asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvan, which is Tesvav Yoyim Achar Achag, 50 days after Sukkot. The reason we wait that long is Kadesh Yagia Achar and Shabbi Yisrael in our press, so everyone could have time to get home before it starts to rain. They shouldn't have a bad taste of being Oilel Arego. And I'm Rabbi Lazar Alacha, Rabbi Gamliel, that's Takud Alacha, and we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Hanani Aimer, that Hanani says, Uvagoyla Achishim B'Takufa. In Bavel, where they don't need as much rain, so we wait until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, and that's what the rest of the Chutz La'aretz does as well. They wait until December 4th or 5th for the time being, 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. And Amar Avuna Barchia Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya, the halacha is like Chananya, meaning that there's no machlokes. The Mishnah was talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and no one argues on Chananya, and Chananya says that in Goyla we wait until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. Ain't is that true, that we wait in Bavel until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei? When you start asking for rain, and Amar Lahu Michi Maili Tzivi Lebeit Tavus Rishbo, he gave a different shear. He said when the certain bird trapper, when he brings in his wood, so it's a different shear. Says the Gemara, who says it's different? Maybe he did that 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei, and it's really the same share. What's the status of the actual 60th day itself? Is that like before Shishim, where we do not ask for rain, or is it like after Shishim, where we do ask for rain? So Tashema, Rav Amar Yom Shishim Kilacher Shishim, that we do ask for rain. Ushmul Amar Yom Shishim Kilafnei Shishim, that we do not ask for rain. And Amar of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak V'Simanach, the siman to remember who said what in this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is that Eloi Boyumaya, Tata Eloi Boyumaya, the one who lives higher up, he needs more water. So that's referring to Rav, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he needs water. So he holds the 60th day. You do ask for rain. And the Tata Shmuel does not need water. He lived in Bavel, and therefore he said, and that's the siman to remember that he's the one who says on the 60th day that you do not ask for rain. And Amar Papa that Halach LaMaisa Hilchasa is Yom Shishim. Kalacha Shishim, the lacha is like Shmuel, is like Rav rather, that Yom Shishim is Kalacha Shishim, and that we already ask for rain on the 60th day itself.